Paul W. Smith can be found on Focus from noon to 2 p.m. on 760 WJR. Now back to JR Morning with Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
Well, that music means we've got the head man of Michigan State men's basketball, Tom Izzo, with us this morning, getting ready for a matchup with the Hoosiers coming up. And Steve Courtney joins us as well. Stevie, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Group, hello again, everyone. Yeah, last Thursday night at an electric Breslin Center, your Michigan State Spartans took care of business, knocking off the visiting Northwestern Wildcats 76-66. Now, that was the third game in six nights, so the Spartans have had a chance to maybe take a breath and get back into practice mode. Let's talk about it. Coach, how are you this morning?
Sick like everybody else did. I didn't miss any days, but I was kind of out of it for a couple of days and just kind of getting back on track here. So thank God our players aren't sick, no matter if I am.
I wanted to talk to you, ran out of time in our conversation, Coach, on Friday in that win over Northwestern. A couple of freshmen coming through, Jordan Scott, 18 minutes, 6 points, a couple of rebounds, couple of assists. Cam Ward, 15 minutes of work. Scott, 7 points, seven boards. Both had a turnover. My question, Coach, is at this time of year, is there a formula you and your staff use to gauge the progress of a freshman?
Well, we thought that Cam Ward was really progressing until he had the wrist injury, and that was right during the Duke game. And then he had some rough times there because he didn't practice, didn't play. And, you know, as far as Jordan goes, we think he's been steadily progressing. But since Cam came back from Christmas, the wrist is a lot better. And I think he's making some progress right now. He's had a couple of his best games and best practices. And I think both of them are going to be very influential in our success or not in the next 2 months.
Talk about the play of the bigs. I think it's, and just on the outside looking in here, Tom, but Carson Cooper in that win over Northwestern, a career-high 18 points. Jackson Kohler with 15 points. I think the consistency level that you've been looking for from that position is starting to surface. Do you agree with that?
Really do, Steve. I think, you know, Carson was in a little bit of a struggle there for a while, and really didn't, you know, wasn't playing as well, and we just couldn't figure it out. And boy, in the last couple games and practices, he's getting back to normal. And I think that was his best game as a Spartan. You know, he had 16 and 16 against Duke. But if I look at his defense, his all-around game, I thought that was his best game. And Jackson's been about as steady as you could be, maybe the steadiest guy on our team right now, and that's encouraging.
Well, post-Northwestern, Cooper said, quote, Izzo wants me to be more assertive. He wants me to get more involved in the offense. It seems like he's listening to you.
Well, few do, but once in a while it happens, you know. But, yeah, I think, you know, Carson's a great kid, and he's, you know, he tries to find himself sometimes, you know. He's so honest with himself. Sometimes he's too honest. You know, why didn't you shoot that? Well, I haven't been hitting my shots, you know. And so, you know, it's a matter of getting some confidence, as always, and we need him. We need him on both ends of the court. That's what really separates him. He might be, in our minds, one of the best defensive big men there are. And that went down a little bit, but it sure has been good lately. And if we get those two steady, then Cam comes on, and you know, we're making some progress. We're getting better.
Interesting dynamic as it applies to the tilt tomorrow night at the Breslin Center. Of course, the Indiana Hoosiers are in town. Wow, Saturday afternoon, a lot of stuff going on in college hoops. Fred Hoiberg and number 10 Nebraska on the road in Bloomington. They get an 83-77 win over the Hoosiers. By the way, Nebraska trailed in that tilt by 16 early in the second half. So clearly, Coach, this IU team has the potential to cause damage.
Well, I think they're 12-4, 11-4, something. I think 12. So yeah, they were ranked in the top 25, and they create some problems because they play a 6'7" kid, DeVries, who's the son of the head coach, and 6'6", 6'7", and he is a power forward that can shoot the lights out. So he's almost a guard, and so it creates some mismatch problems for us. But I think all in all, this is one of the more potent teams that we've played. They can score it in a lot of different ways. And they have a kid named Wilkerson who right now, he's had 44 in a game. He's averaging 27 in the league. It's amazing when you think about it. Not many guys average 27 in this league. But what they've got is the three or four guys that he brought with him that either played for him at Drake or at West Virginia. And I think they start three 5th-year seniors and three other seniors. So
wow.
The top six guys, I think it's they've got some experience there.
It almost feels a little bit like this is a Jeremy Fears game. Like, you know, he's averaging just over 12 points a game, but he's dishing it out, spreading the ball around the floor. He's got, what, almost 9 assists a game too? So it feels like he could play a big role in this.
Well, he can, and I love you guys because you guys always talk about what guys can do offensively. It is a Jeremy Fears game because he and Cohen are going to have to guard these two superstars that they got. And I think that's where the game's going to be won or lost, is if our perimeter guys and Coop can guard their guys. And because they're capable, they've got like three guys capable of scoring 25 points. And not many people have that.
Well, as long as Jeremy's able to stay out of foul trouble, obviously, against Northwestern, two very early fouls inside 5 minutes, so there was that. Meanwhile, Tom, you talk about 3 5th-year seniors on this Hoosier team. That's almost like a geriatric team in college hoops these days.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're 5th-year seniors. We got some 6th and 7th years playing. You know, you never know what the NCAA, I think. But I don't know if age matters. I think it's just breathe on a mirror, and if it gets a little foggy, then you're eligible to go. I think that's the way it is now.
Play in the G League, no problem.
No problem.
Right.
No problem.
Don't get him going, for crying out loud.
I was trying.
It's been a nice Monday so far.
It's been a real nice Monday. And, you know, we got our hands full tomorrow. I mean, there's no question. And then we turn around and we leave for that West Coast trip, you know, which so I'm hoping we can play well tomorrow. We've had good practices, and so far guys aren't sick. I mean, you know about it's going around, and we've had pretty good situation there, and we'll see if we can carry it through tomorrow night. And then the next time I'm talking to you guys will be Friday, and I'll be in Washington.
Well, we always appreciate the time, Coach. Feel better. Sounds like you're on the back end of it, which is good. And we look forward to this tilt against Indiana tomorrow night. You'll hear it here on WJR. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Yep, you got it. That's head coach Tom Izzo, and that is head coach Steve Courtney. Thank you, Steve.
You're missing out on some really good food for Monday Munchies.
Yes.
That's what Jason Fissler informed me. Look at you guys living the life.
Mm-hmm.
Steak Monday.
Yeah, Steak Monday.
You're going to have to wait in line if you want to hang out with us, Steve.
Okay, excuse me while I reach for yet another Pop-Tart.
There it is. We'll take a break. Monday Munchies next on JR Morning.